Welcome, and thank you for standing by. Today's call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn the call over to your host, Chairwoman Gladys Dutrieu. You may begin.
Good morning. I hereby call to order this 15th meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2021. At this time, I'd like to take a roll call of my fellow commissioners who are joining us today for this call. And when I state your name, just state present. Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Present.
Vice Chairman John Coleman.
Present.
So I am here as well as the chair, and we have a quorum. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the commission will act on various matters. There's no opportunity for the public to address the commission at this public meeting. Public meeting motions, statements, and audio will be available on the commission's website later today. The first matter on today's agenda is the approval of the minutes for the meeting of September 15, 2021, and I'm going to call upon Vice Chairman Coleman, who is the editor of the minutes.
Thank you, Chairman. I've reviewed the minutes of the September 15, 2021 public meeting, and I move that they be approved as submitted. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. There's a motion to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion, further edits, any objection to approving? Well, let me just take a roll call. All those in favor of approving the minutes of September 15, 2021, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0. And at this time, I will call upon our Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta, who is going to lead us through today's agenda.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Good morning, and good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda items for your final consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page 1. It is recommended by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all of the items on page 1, beginning with the gas cost rate audit of the Herman Oil and Gas Company, and ending the omnibus on page 2 with the Universal Service Program audit of UGI Utilities Gas Division Central Rate District.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 3 and matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 3, beginning with the formal complaint of Core Communications versus XO Communications Services, and ending the omnibus with the formal complaint of J. Larry Moyer versus PPL Electric Utilities.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 4, it should be noted that the first item, the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Energy Transfer Company, doing business as ETC Northeast Pipeline, has been postponed to the public meeting of November 18, 2021. Continuing at the bottom of page 4, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the applications of the Pennsylvania American Water Company, and continuing the omnibus to include both items on page 5, both items on page 6, both items on page 7, and ending the omnibus with the investigation and settlement by the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Greenlight Energy.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the rate case proposal filed by UGI Utilities Electric Division.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have a statement to place upon the record, and I ask to be placed, it be placed upon a record in its entirety, although I will read it in its entirety. Before the Commission is the joint settlement and exceptions thereto in the rate case filed by UGI Utilities, Inc., Electric Division. I commend UGI and the settling parties for the inclusion of a battery storage project and an electric vehicle, or EV, make-ready infrastructure tariff within the settlement. The battery storage project will be administered on one of UGI's worst-performing circuits. The company will retain data regarding outages on this circuit and a dispatch of the storage assets interconnected thereto. This data will be provided to the Commission on an annual basis, helping us to obtain a better understanding of the viability of this project and the overall value of storage as a distribution asset. Continuing, the settlement contains an EV make-ready infrastructure tariff. Under this new tariff provision, UGI will provide all the required investment to design and install facilities necessary for the operation of publicly accessible qualifying EV charging stations. While expiring in September of 2026, this tariff provision gives the EV charging industry a potential opportunity to invest in publicly available stations while avoiding any otherwise necessary contributions in aid of construction. And so I'm very pleased to see both provisions of this in the settlement. Any further discussion on this case? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt an omnibus motion, beginning with the remaining item on page 8, the application of DRT Logistics, LLC, and continue the omnibus to include all three items on page 9, all three items on page 10, all three items on page 11, all three items on page 12, all three items on page 13, all three items on page 14, all three items on page 15, all three items on page 16, all three items on page 17, all three items on page 18, all three items on page 19, all three items on page 20, all three items on page 21, all three items on page 22, and including both items on page 23, ending the omnibus with the joint petition of Verizon North LLC and Bandwidth.com CLEC LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 24 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the application of the Pennsylvania American Water Company to acquire the water distribution system in Moosic Borough and the City of Scranton.
Is Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Enor, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Yes, Madam Chair. I have a motion on the matter.
Commissioner Unora.
I ask that my motion be entered into the record as if I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission is the application of Pennsylvania Miracle Water Company to acquire the water distribution system assets of SIBCO Utilities, or SUI. Overall, I find the application in this matter should be approved as the transaction is proper and the public interest satisfies the standards set forth in Section 1102 of the Public Utility Code and is consistent with Commission precedent. Notably, Pennsylvania American proposes to acquire SUI for $1 and has committed to make significant capital improvements to the SUI water system, which includes the repair of SUI's water tank. The transaction will also further the Commission's goal and regionalization of SUI's water system will become part of a larger and financially operational sound utility that is viable to the cost of rates and standpoint. Therefore, I move that the application of Pennsylvania American Water Company for the approval of the right to acquire by sale the water distribution system assets of SLIBCO Utilities is hereby approved, and second, that the Bureau of Technical Utility Services prepare an order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Unora. You have heard the motion of Commissioner Unora. Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Second by Vice Chairman Coleman. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0. On the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 3-0.
Continuing on page 24, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion the remaining item on page 24, the tentative order canceling the licenses of certain electric generation suppliers, and continuing the omnibus by including all three items on page 25, all three items on page 26, and ending the omnibus on page 27 with the tariff supplement proposed by the Pennsylvania American Water Company Wastewater Division.
Is there any, is there a motion to accept the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 28, and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau. It is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed rulemaking order regarding the competitive classification of telecom retail services.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Vice Chairman Coleman. I do have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman Coleman.
Thank you. I would ask that my motion be entered into the record as though I read it in its entirety. First of all, I'd like to commend the staff, our telecommunications staff, for getting this matter ready for public meeting this morning. This hasn't been an easy task and has taken a number of months and significant effort on their part. If I was going to use a baseball analogy to describe what we're doing this morning in modernizing these regulations, I would describe this as hitting a double. And I think it really strikes a nice balance here in not going too far in eliminating the protections for consumers
but it does reform the regulations to reflect the reality of what's actually happening in the telecommunications industry. So, again, thank you to our staff for doing a wonderful job in getting this matter ready for public meeting this morning. Before the commission is a recommendation to adopt a final rulemaking order regarding the commission's Chapter 63 and 64 telephone regulations and Chapter 53 regulations as they pertain to telephone service. I agree with the commentators that it's necessary of updating our existing telecommunication regulations. Many of these regulations were promulgated when only one telecommunications company operated and provided monopoly local telephone service to all customers in its representative certificated service territory. Since that time, a technological paradigm shift has occurred in the telecommunications marketplace, and other non-traditional competitive entrants now provide competitive voice service offerings. Currently, wire service customers are served by two distinct but similar technologies, quote, end users, end quote, switched access lines and interconnected VoIP, quote, subscriptions, end quote. Additionally, many customers have, quote, cut the cord, end quote, and now obtain their voice service exclusively from mobile wireless carriers. The Commission acknowledges the competition works to enhance consumer choice and services and should be a consideration when evaluating regulations applicable to telecommunications service in Pennsylvania. However, I do not believe that competition singularly justifies eliminating all of our Chapter 3 and 64 regulations at this time. Even though Section 1501 of the Code requires telecommunication carriers to provide reasonable service among other requirements and remain a critical regulatory backstop, I believe there are circumstances where specific and uniform standards better serve carriers and customers because of their greater predictability they provide. I believe this is true for both competitive and non-competitive areas in the Commonwealth. Therefore, I continue to support a surgical approach to modernizing our regulations applicable to telephone service. Upon review and consideration, I agree with many of the recommendations in the final rulemaking order. However, based upon my review of the comments and reply comments, I believe there are additional opportunities for modernization of our Chapter 63 and 64 regulations without compromising the important consumer protections contained in the regulations. In the interest of time, I will highlight several of these opportunities identified in the motion. Specifically, my motion recommends rescinding the following Chapter 63 regulations. Number one, Section 63.24, governing credits for service interruptions. Number two, Section 63.58, containing the installation of service standards. And Section 63.63, containing transmission requirements and standards. These regulations are no longer necessary in today's competitive market. Moreover, any issue arising under these regulations can be adequately addressed by Code Section 1501, a critical regulatory backstop that requires telephone utilities to provide safe, adequate, reliable, and reasonable service. My motion proposes to retain Section 63.21 of our regulations addressing directories, but proposes to sunset it. My motion proposes to rescind subchapter C of Chapter 64 containing credit and deposit standards. In its place, the motion proposes the telephone industries maintain these standards in their tariffs and similar documents. My motion proposes to rescind subchapter D of Chapter 64 addressing schedule interruptions of service and voluntary discontinuation of service on the ground that it is unnecessary and obsolete in today's competitive marketplace. Moreover, to the extent that telephone utility does not provide adequate service in one of these areas addressed by this subchapter, the utility's conduct can be adequately addressed by Code Section 1501. My motion proposes to allow telephone utilities to transmit suspension and termination notices electronically as long as the customer consents. Thank you to all who have filed comments and or reply comments on the proposed changes to modernize the telecommunications regulations. The changes in this staff's recommendation and the changes I propose here are driven by multiple factors including the presence of competition, industry technological changes, and consumer demands for convenience with their telecommunication services. I can see that there is much more work left to do as our Chapter 3 abandonment, change of control, and universal service fund regulations, for example, will remain unchanged after this proceeding. Nevertheless, the rulemaking represents a significant step forward in modernizing our telecommunication regulations. In my view, the proposed changes from this proceeding bring Pennsylvania's ILEC closer to regulatory parity with the competitors, which is one of the stated policy goals in Chapter 30 of the Code. At the same time, the Commission needs to balance the needs of utilities and consumers when making decisions. The surgical approach that has been taken with our telecommunication regulations does just that. It allows our jurisdictional carriers to better compete in today's marketplace while still maintaining the consumer protections necessary to ensure the provisions of reasonable, continuous, modern, and safe service. Therefore, I move that the Commission adopt the final rulemaking order and annex at docket number L-2018-301391 as modified by this motion, and that the Law Bureau prepare a final rulemaking order and annex consistent with this motion. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. You've heard the motion of Vice Chairman Coleman. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion? I do have a statement. I ask that my statement be placed upon the record as if I read it in its entirety. Before I get into my statement, let me just also say, as Vice Chairman Coleman said, I do appreciate all the work, time, and effort that our staff has put into this, and the effort and work that commenters have put into these regulations. These issues are never easy, as I believe communication is very key to many things that we need in our society, and that's why you see the importance of this in the comments that have been placed on the record. So for me, let me just say as an initial matter, I support following the Independent Regulatory Review Commission suggestion that we reissue the proposed regulations and solicit additional input on the issues raised by my earlier statement. I support the recommendations presented to us today. It strikes the right balance in response to new industry participants and technological changes as set out in Section 3019B2 of the Act, with the need to preserve universal service access to voice services for all Pennsylvanians, particularly lower-income customers, pursuant to Section 3011 and Section 3019F of the Public Utility Code. However, I do not support wholesale or aggressive rescission of our regulations based on the premise that telecommunications competition exists today in Pennsylvania. That is not a 3019B2 criterion, but even if it were, the record comments do not present evidence to support it. The most significant reference is to declining access line losses from an FCC voice subscription report that itself demonstrates both increases and considerable declines in competition. The proposed rulemaking that was issued is particularly compelling, given my focus on the availability and affordability of voice service, as well as the protection of the consumer. There are areas of Pennsylvania today where competition is ineffective. This is particularly the case given the FCC's recent broadband deployment report, which shows that over 600,000 Pennsylvanians still lack access to broadband, effectively preventing them from getting alternative voice over internet or VoIP service. The FCC's 2015 Joint Broadband Service Report demonstrates the positive role that regulation has played in advancing and preserving universal service in Pennsylvania compared to the nation as a whole. While 96.4% of Americans have voice service, Pennsylvanians have voice service at 98.8%. At the 10,000 income level, 98.8% of Pennsylvanians have voice service compared to 96% of Americans, a positive 2.8% difference. At the 30,000 income level, 99.1% of Pennsylvanians have service, compared to 97.7% of Americans, a positive 1.4% difference. At the 40,000 income level, 99.5% of Pennsylvanians have voice service, compared to 98.1% of America, a positive 1.4% difference. Given that Pennsylvania has about 4.9 million households, 1% means that 49,000 more Pennsylvania households have service because they live in Pennsylvania. Pennsylvanians, particularly those at the lower income levels, have benefited from predictable regulations governing telecommunication service. We should be prudent and mindful of the generation of Pennsylvanians that still rely on standalone voice service as we revise our regulations. I support a moderate and gradual approach to revising our regulations, and for these reasons, I will be dissenting today. Any further comments or discussion on the motion? Hearing no further comments on the motion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? I will be dissenting. The motion, as presented by Vice Chairman Coleman, passes 2-1. On the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 2-1, noting my dissent.
Continuing on page 28, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the petition of the PICO Energy Company Electric Division. Madam Chairman, this matter is being reconsidered from the public meeting held on August 6, 2020.
Is there a motion for reconsideration of the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
In order, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Madam Chairman, this is Vice Chairman Coleman. I do have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman?
Thank you.
You're recognized.
Thank you. I would ask that my motion be entered into the record as though I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission is a petition of PICO Energy Company filed on June 26, 2020 that seeks approval of proposed temporary universal service measures to address economic hardship related to the COVID-19 pandemic, as well as additional opportunities for electric usage reductions. This petition was previously submitted for disposition to the Commission at its public meeting on August 6, 2020. A motion to adopt that recommendation did not achieve majority support. At that time, the commissioners expressed disagreement as to whether PICO had met its burden of proof. Petition remained, and PICO had not filed a petition to withdraw it. In the interim, additional actions taken by the commission to address the COVID-19 pandemic became effective. Pursuant to a motion to adopted at the March 11, 2020, 21 public meeting, the Commission approved additional consumer protections that became effective on March 31st, 2020. These protections included the availability of extended payment arrangements for up to 5 years for residential customers. The Commission also took note of recently adopted substantial state and federal assistance programs to encourage utilities to notify customers about all available sources of aid. Subsequently, the governor's emergency proclamation expired, and all commission emergency orders related to the COVID-19 pandemic were discontinued by operations of law on September 30th, 2021. In reviewing these developments, I find the time sensitivity, temporary nature of the relief requested in PICO's petition central to the disposition of this matter. PICO intended to propose bill credits to address circumstances as they existed in the summer of 2020, and based upon its projected budget on customer assistance program enrollment as of July 1st, 2020. Additionally, PICO proposed to waive certain customer assistance program enrollment and recertification requirements through December 1st of 2020 and certain low-income usage reduction program or LIRP requirements for 6 months. Finally, PECO proposed a separate modification to its lawyer program that had an expiration date of December 1st, 2020. In light of the temporary nature of the relief that PECO requested in the intervening passage of time, I find that PECO's petition is now moot and move for its dismissal on that basis. I encourage PECO to promote its existing commission-approved universal service and energy conservation plan to assist customers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. I also reaffirm our expectation that PECO and other utilities continue to monitor available federal and state assistance programs and notify customers of all available sources of aid. Therefore, I move that the petition of PECO Energy Company is dismissed, the Law Bureau prepare an order consistent with this motion, and this docket be marked closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. You have heard the motion of Vice Chairman Coleman. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? I do have a statement and ask that my statement be spread upon a record as if I read it in its entirety. Let me just state, you've heard the specifics of the motion and the petition that was being presented to us by PECO. Because of the passage of time, it has rendered this relief moot, and the information submitted to support the petition's stale, and it's not appropriate to grant the petition today. I nonetheless wish to thank PECO for taking appropriate steps to assist their at-risk customers. Although the timing of the instant petition did not work out, I wish to call attention to the fact that a large number of households remain at risk of utility shutoffs as we move into the fall season, and that there are millions of dollars in financial assistance currently available for customers experience payment difficulties. There are national programs like LIHEAP, which is now up and running in Pennsylvania for the 2021 season, and the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, which provides funding for housing and utility costs. Utilities understand the assistance programs available in their communities for income-qualified consumers, including utility-run customer assistance program or CAP programs, and various hardship fund programs operated by utilities and nonprofit organizations. So I say, please call utilities now, which we have been emphasizing, to review the many resources available to stay connected and secure through the coming fall and winter season. Any further comments or discussion on the motion? Okay. Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0. On the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 3-0.
Turning to page 29, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the petition for partial reconsideration by Starlink Services, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Continuing on page 29, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the petitions filed by UGI Utilities Gas Division. Madam Chairman, this matter is being reconsidered from the public meeting held March 25, 2021.
Is there a motion for reconsideration of the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Chairman, this is Vice Chairman Coleman. I do have a motion on this matter.
Vice Chairman Coleman.
Thank you. This is a petition similar to the matter that we just addressed regarding PECO. and just ask that you bear with me for a moment as I read through this motion as well. And I'd ask the motion be entered into the record as though I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission are two separate petitions of the UGI Utilities, Inc., Gas and Electric Division seeking approval of temporary modifications to its universal service program and for the provision of bill credits to some of its gas and electric customers. UGI also requested that the Commission grant certain accounting treatment to enable further cost recovery for these proposals. Answers to these petitions were filed by the Office of Consumer Advocate and the Commission's Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement. These two petitions have been consolidated for purposes of disposition. These petitions were previously submitted for disposition to the Commission at its public meeting on March 25, 2021. A motion to adopt the staff recommendation did not achieve majority support. At that time, the Commissioners expressed disagreement as to whether UGI had met its burden of proof. The petitions have remained pending, and UGI has not filed a petition to withdraw them. In the interim, additional actions taken by this Commission to address the COVID-19 pandemic became effective. Pursuant to a motion it adopted at its March 11, 2021 public meeting, the Commission approved additional consumer protections and became effective on March 31, 2021. These protections included the availability of extended payment arrangements for up to 5 years for residential customers. At that time, the Commission took note of the substantial state and federal assistance programs that have been adopted and encouraged utilities to notify the customers about all available sources of aid. Subsequently, the Governor's Emergency Proclamation expired, and all Commission emergency orders related to the COVID-19 pandemic were discontinued by operation of law on September 30, 2021. In reviewing these developments, I find the temporary nature of the relief that has been requested is central to the disposition of this matter. The proposed end date for the temporary bill credit program has passed, and I find that this element of these petitions is now moot and should be dismissed. The Commission previously approved versions of the proposed temporary modification to UGI's Universal Service Program as part of the settlement of a prior case. UGI had asked that the Commission approve the same temporary modifications to its universal service program for both its gas and electric division through the end of 2021. These modifications include, among other elements, expanding eligibility for hardship funds and increasing the maximum hardship grants from $400 to $600 to the extent funds are available. These requested modifications to the hardship fund are unopposed, and I find that UGI has met its burden of proof on these items. Accordingly, I will move that we grant approval of these modifications through the end of 2021 to the extent such approval does not conflict with any other order of this commission. I encourage UGI to promote its existing commission-approved universal service and energy conservation plan to assist customers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. I also reaffirm our expectation that UGI and other utilities continue to monitor available federal and state assistance programs and notify customers of all available sources of aid. Therefore, I move that the petition of UGI Utilities, Inc., Gas Division, and UGI Utilities, Inc., Electric Division are dismissed in part and granted in part consistent with this motion. The Law Bureau prepare an order consistent with this motion, and these dockets be marked closed. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Coleman. You've heard the motion of Vice Chairman Coleman. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion? I do have a statement to place on the record. Ask that my statement be spread upon a record in its entirety as if I read it in its entirety. I will say that due to the passage of time, certain requests in the petitions, which were structured to end in April of 2021, are now moot. However, I support granting the expansion of eligibility for UGI's hardship fund operation share and the increase in operation share's maximum grant from $400 to $600 through the end of this year as requested by the company. Let me just say a substantial number of households remain at risk of utility shutoffs as we move into the fall season, but I wish once again to get the word out that there are millions of dollars in financial assistance currently available for customers experiencing payment difficulties. There are national programs like LIHEAP, which is now up and running in Pennsylvania for the 2021 heating season, and the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, which provides funding for housing and utility costs. Utilities understand the assistance programs available in their communities for income-qualified consumers, including utility-run customer assistance programs and various hardship fund programs operated by utilities and nonprofit organizations. So once again, I emphasize, please call utilities now to review the many resources available to stay connected and secure through the coming fall and winter season. I had previously commended UGI for working to ensure reasonable access to service to protect public health during these extraordinary times. I once again extend that commendation. Any further comments on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0. On the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the matter as amended passes 3-0.
Turning to page 30, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the petition for a declaratory order filed by Envoy America, LLC.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanor, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Turning to page 31. And matters presented by Chief Administrative Law Judge Rainey and the Office of Administrative Law Judge. It is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt Special Agent Arnold's initial decisions in both formal complaints of Karen Warwick versus the Philadelphia Gas Works and the formal complaint of Malika Muhammad versus the PECO Energy Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanor, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? I do have comments just to place on the record for both of these cases. As you know, I have been concerned about dismissing cases, especially when individuals are representing themselves and as pro se complainants and dismissing them with prejudice. So a majority of our complaints submitted to our commission are by pro se complainants. As I've stated many times before, as a public agency, I believe we have a responsibility to protect and ensure that unrepresented individuals such as these are afforded due process. So it's in my opinion that dismissal without prejudice would have been more appropriate in these cases, although dismissal is appropriate. Any further comments to be placed on the record? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye, noting my comment. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes the regular agenda. Turning now to the carry-in. On page 1 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the applications of the Duquesne Light Company.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman, so moved.
Is there a second?
Yanora, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Coleman, second by Commissioner Yanora. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 3-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items to be considered today.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Before we adjourn the meeting, do want to take time to recognize with the upcoming, in November, it is National Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month. Our critical systems face many challenges and threats, from severe weather, natural disasters, to physical and cyber threats. We continue working closely with our utilities, our government agencies, and other key stakeholders to help strengthen the security and resilience of our infrastructure. While the security and resilience of critical utility infrastructure is recognized every November, the work of keeping these critical systems secure and operating is a year-round task. A major part of that work at the PUC involves annual exercises to explore how utilities, emergency teams, state agencies, and other organizations would respond to a crisis. For years, Pennsylvania has been at the forefront of efforts to gather key stakeholders in government, utilities, and nonprofit organizations to collaborate and prepare for potential threats. Much of that work was accomplished as part of a statewide exercise and forums concerning cyber attacks, natural disasters, or other so-called black sky incidents that have the potential to cause widespread disruptions to our critical utility systems. This year, for the third time, the PUC coordinated an exercise called Operation Blue Flame, testing responses to a disruption of natural gas distribution during extremely cold weather and continuing to identify lessons learned, which will help guide these future responses. We appreciate the efforts of everyone involved in safeguarding our critical systems. More information about National Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Month and the role of every organization, every business, and individual plays in safeguarding critical infrastructure is available from the U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, or CISA. I also want to recognize another important utility that we regulate here at the Commission, and want to recognize Commissioner Unora for remarks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last Thursday, October 21st, the PUC joined elected officials, water utilities, community leaders, educators, and businesses from across the country for the 7th annual Imagine a Day Without Water. This National Day of Action educates our neighbors and public officials about the essential role water plays in all of our lives. With growing concerns about stability of water services and supplies, we are reminded of the importance of protecting the public water supply. This includes effective cross-connection control measures which prevent emerging contaminants such as lead, PFOS, PFAS, and Legionella from entering our drinking water. As always, we continue our commitment to protecting the public water supply for the benefits of all citizens of the Commonwealth. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Unora. There are no further matters to come before us today. We want to thank everyone for joining us for today's PUC public meeting. And at this time, I will entertain a motion to adjourn today's meeting.
Coleman, so moved.
Motion by Commissioner Vice Chairman Coleman to adjourn. Is there a second?
Unora, second.
Second by Commissioner Unora. I'm assuming there's no discussion. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes 3-0. We are officially adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.